Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your...
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this Monday edition. Tulsi Gabbard's left Congress. She's a good lady overall. I disagree with her, but I think she's a well-meaning liberal, not one of the really cold-blooded globalist ones. But she says the people who went to the Capitol could be terrorists, okay? I think that's an exaggeration, more like rowdy people out of control. But some thought they were there, part of the Q storm, and thought they were there to arrest people. I also don't think it's terrorism. I think it's misguided fools. But she talks about how the Democrats are really terrorists, terrorizing our country, and it's much more dangerous with the security apparatus, and that's absolutely true. So here she is on Tucker Carlson.
Say more. Congresswoman, I appreciate your coming on tonight. So I don't think of you as someone given to hyperbole. You're not throwing wild charges out there. You measure your words. You said you are concerned that we are moving towards a police state. Tell us why you're worried.
Well, Tucker, the very first thing that any president does after they've gotten elected, any member of Congress, and every one of us who has served in the military, is we take an oath and we swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The reason that this is the first thing that we do is because our Constitution is the foundation of this country, right, and who we are. It is what guarantees us our civil liberties, our freedoms that are endowed to us not by any man or person in government, but are endowed to us by our Creator. And so this is something that we must all unite around. This is something that we recognize, that those who stormed the Capitol on January 6th trying to stop Congress from fulfilling their constitutional responsibilities, they were acting as domestic terrorists, undermining our Constitution. As you pointed out in my video, those like John Brennan, Adam Schiff, and others are also acting as domestic terrorists because they are also undermining our Constitution by trying to take away our civil liberties and rights that are guaranteed to us. If you don't mind, I'd like to just quote John Brennan directly so that people can't say I'm taking this out of context. Directly, yes. John Brennan says, members of the Biden team who have been nominated or appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements they've seen overseas, where they germinate in different parts of the country and gain strength and bring together an unholy alliance, frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, and even libertarians. This is the extent that they are going to try to undermine the rights and freedoms that are guaranteed to every one of us, and it's incredibly dangerous.
It is so dangerous, and it's also happening on a greater scale than we've ever seen before, because as you point out in the video that I hope every one of our viewers will find on the internet, it isn't simply government officials and our intel and law enforcement agencies. It's also private businesses. It's these giant tech monopolies. What can the rest of us do to protect ourselves, to keep free speech alive in a moment when it's being crushed all around us?
First of all, keep speaking. I think this is the most important thing at a time when there is so much fear and threats. And the kind of fomenting of fear that we're seeing coming from the likes of John Brennan, take a stand. We must all take a stand and unite around these principles in our Constitution and continue to speak freely, whether it be in person, on the street corner, or on these virtual public squares, these town squares that exist online. You know, big tech is culpable in this, in that they are using their monopolistic power to pick and choose whose voices are heard and whose voices are squelched, whether it's based on who they agree with, disagree with, political affiliation, who you voted for, or whatever. I think there are alternative platforms. I've got one on tulsi.locals.com. It's a place where people can come and speak freely and have open dialogue and conversation around different issues based on respect and this appreciation for our constitutional rights and freedoms. But I think most importantly, we need to urge President Biden and every member of Congress how critical it is they take a stand and denounce the likes of John Brennan and Adam Schiff's actions. Because if we do not, and if they do not, then this country that we love and cherish will no longer exist.
Hey, absolutely. This is a corporate fascist world government takeover.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
You've got your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me.
Well, there's a lot of hype out there, but I've been interviewing this fellow for probably 16, 17 years, and he's made a lot of really accurate predictions about what happened in 2008 and so much more. Peter Schiff, Europac.com. He's an American businessman, investment broker, author, financial commentator. He's a CEO and chief global strategist at Euro Pacific Capital, Inc., and I'm not going to spend all the time going over it. He's written a lot of books, done a lot of really important work, been on a lot of national TV shows until he wasn't saying what they wanted to hear. But he's still out there quite a bit, Europac.com. We appreciate him joining us, and we can start anywhere he wants to go. GameStop, the short squeeze, what's happening in silver. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, and I said middle of the week last week, look for silver to explode as soon as they figure out that's an even better target to go after these hedge funds. But he's got his own views on this, an expert view. We'll also talk about the big economy, the post-Trump world, the moves Biden's making, and what he expects to unfold. And I'm not just a talk show host. I'm a father, and I'm an American, and I'm a human. So I'm really looking forward to what he has to say, because I'm trying to make a lot of decisions based on what he and a lot of others I respect think is going to happen. Because I know Schiff will tell us what he really thinks is going on versus what a lot of these other big brokerage firm owners will tell you what they want you to hear. So great to have you, Peter, from Europac.com. Where do you want to start? This is an insane time, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's been insane for a while, but maybe it's a little bit more obvious now to some people. But there's actually some rationality beneath that veneer of insanity in some of what's going on. But we should probably start with what's happening today with silver, because I think silver is a lot more important than the short squeeze in GameStop and some of these other stocks, because, short squeezes have been going on for as long as there's been shorting. I mean, there's nothing new about that. What's new is maybe the publicity this one is getting and the way it's come about. But, I think what's more important is what's happening in silver. And, the silver move was, going to happen anyway. I mean, I think obviously the move today, we have silver up better than $2 an ounce. That's a pretty big move. In fact, if you look at the price of silver relative to the price of gold, silver is as high as it's been in many years now against gold, although silver was very cheap. And we talked about that on your program, and I've been talking about it on my podcast. It's one of the reasons I've been encouraging people to buy silver, because of how historically cheap silver became in terms of gold. So it's not nearly as cheap now as it was, but historically it's still undervalued. And so in contrast to a lot of these Wall Street Bets guys on Reddit who are now buying GameStop or AMC or a number of these stocks, anyone buying these stocks, I mean, if you get caught with them when the music stops, you're going to lose. You're going to lose a lot. I mean, you're buying extremely overvalued stocks. I mean, there's a reason that so many short sellers were attracted to these stocks. It's because their business models are flawed and the companies are in a lot of trouble. And so smart people are betting that the companies are going to fail. And that's probably a smart bet. I wouldn't want to fade that bet. I think some of these hedge funds were a little overly short and they got caught. And, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's the way the game works. I mean, you don't make money for free. You take risks. And that's one of them when you're short. And so they're big boys. They can afford to lose money. My concern is that you've got a lot of smaller investors who don't really realize what they're doing when they buy these stocks and they see the price going up and they think, well, they're a good investment. The price is going to keep going up. It's not. The price is going to crash. And the people who are making money are the ones who are selling, not the people who are buying now. You know, maybe they'll be able to flip out of it, but they're playing with fire. If, you know, you hold these stocks long enough, they are going to crash and a lot of money will be lost. That is not the case with silver. Even though there are a number of shorts in silver, silver is cheap. And these silver stocks are great values. And even if people are rushing in today and pushing up the price a little bit too much, and I would expect there to be a correction from the big moves that we've seen, don't get discouraged. People should be buying more. People should maybe be using limits and not just crowding in the morning and letting people run up the price on you. But I think the people on Reddit who are buying silver are going to be glad that they did in 6 months or a year, whereas a lot of the people who are buying these heavily shorted stocks are going to be
so very. So you think that was good advice? I wasn't giving it as a financial person or advice to folks, but I just personally said it seems to me a lot safer place to be would be silver and then gold after that, because we know silver is way undervalued compared to the inflation that's in the market and the inflation in the currency. And I know you talked about this a lot on air in the past, how they have all this paper silver out there, but the brokers and hedge funds never really actually cash it in for physical silver. Can you explain how that works to people? Because I've seen the articles out there of 100, 200, 300% more digital silver out there than actual physical silver. What's the real numbers from your research?
Yeah, and in fact, I titled my podcast the day that, you know, the story really broke about the short squeeze in GameStop. And the title of my podcast was "The Mother of All Short Squeezes Is Yet to Come." And I was referring to the one in precious metals, in silver and in gold. And then, of course, the next day, not that I'm taking credit for it, but maybe they probably had it in the works. But the next day, that's exactly the type of articles that I was reading up on Reddit, was about these shorts in silver in particular. And the way a lot of this comes about is most of the metal that's traded is traded on futures markets. So people aren't actually trading the physical bars of gold and silver. They're trading contracts in a futures market. And there's a lot of leverage there. Each contract for a silver contract, that's 5,000 ounces. But you don't have to have the money to cover the 5,000 ounces. You just need a few percent of the value and you can buy the contract. And so what happens is you have a lot more paper silver being traded than actual silver that exists. But as long as the people who are buying the contracts don't actually want the silver, it's not a problem. Because they're buying it from people who want to bet that silver is going down, or maybe want to hedge a portfolio that's long silver. And so they're selling these futures contracts. But a lot of these speculators who are short the futures contracts, they don't actually have any silver to deliver. But it's not a problem because they know that the counterparty who's long the silver doesn't actually want the silver. He just wants to bet that it goes up. Well, what would happen if a lot of the people who have been buying silver futures contracts decide that they actually want the silver? They just don't want to bet that the price goes up. They actually want to take delivery of their bars, which is their right to do. And if that were to ever happen with any significant, quantity, and all the people who were short were given notices from the COMEX, hey, you got to deliver the physical silver, they don't have it. Now they got to try to buy it. Well, where are you going to find it? There is not a lot of physical silver. That's the problem that these shorts were having in GameStop. They borrowed the stock to go short. Now they have to close out their positions because they're getting margin calls. So they have to go into the market and buy the shares.
All right, Peter, stay there. Stay there.
Out there.
I want to ask you what you think is coming.
There's a big difference. GameStop can issue new stock. I mean, they can issue more shares. sell them into the market. And that's something that they're going to be doing to take advantage of their overvalued stock. That can't happen with silver. You just can't magically create more silver. You need to mine it. And that takes a long time to do. So really there could be a fantastic short squeeze in silver, but I don't think, the Raiders over at Reddit are big enough to do it. I mean, maybe it's possible they can get it started, but there's going to have to be some bigger players that are going to have to join in. This is a global market. It's much larger, but eventually it's going to happen. Whether it's going to happen now or at some time in the future, those silver shorts are going to get squeezed. I think the price of silver is going to go ballistic. And I think anyone who's buying it now is doing a smart thing. You're going to make money. I mean, be careful, with the market now and the volatility. You can use limits. You can be patient. But buy on these dips if you get any. And I think the silver stocks in particular, people who want to be more aggressive.
I'm not sure you can hear me. We got to go to break, Peter. We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back and talk about what you think is coming next. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 4 8542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And Peter Schiff of Europac.com, a real financial expert, really respected, has been a very accurate track record, is our guest for the hour. Very pleased to have him. Really enjoyed seeing him on some of the other biggest podcasts out there and to hear his information reaching tens of millions. Former SEC commissioner compares GameStop squeeze to capital riot, Laura Ingraham. But it gets worse. Why was I putting Peter Strzok up there? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They have hired his wife to head up the criminal division. Here it is. Amid turmoil, SEC names wife of disgraced FBI agent Peter Strzok as division director. So you talk about police state. They are rewarding all of these people that slit America's throat. Let's go ahead and play the former SEC commissioner, Laura Ingraham.
It really puts a lot of question about the integrity of the market, right? And it really kind of, everybody's scratching their heads over this. What should happen? What is the right thing to do to control this or stop this? Not unlike what we saw on January 6th at the Capitol, right? If you don't have the police in there at the right time, things go a little crazy. And that's kind of feels like what's happening with this, much different, much lesser degree. It's financial harm, not personal bodily harm. But certainly that's the same kind of, you know, platform created frenzy that people are operating under. And these are very trying times.
All right. Right before we went to break a few minutes ago, our audio to Peter Schiff was out. That's why he couldn't hear me. And so he missed this question. But I was asking, what do you expect to be different under Obama 2.0? We know Obama's pulling the strings, calling the shots. What do you expect to happen in this new Biden administration versus Trump, just in the big market picture? And what do you make of statements like this about GameStop, that this is like some form of terrorism?
Well, first of all, I think one of the big differences between Biden and Obama is that I don't think the Republican opposition is going to be able to push back as much on the spending and the deficits. That is one of the problems that is going to be left over from the Trump experience, in that the Republicans did not object at all to massive deficit spending under Trump. Government spending increased dramatically for both warfare and welfare in the Trump years. And so I have a hard time seeing how the Republicans can try to claim that programs are too expensive or that we can't afford it. And that it's just, you know, going to be too big an increase in the deficit, when they weren't complaining when it was happening on Trump's watch. So I think that's going to be a problem. That's one of the things I was warning about during the Trump presidency, that these big deficits were going to come back to bite the Republicans when it was the Democrats that were going to be running them. Because if you think the deficits were big under Trump, and they were, you know, we had record budget deficits and record trade deficits too under Trump. But both of those are going to get even bigger under the Democrats. And I just don't think there's going to be the ability of the Republicans to do anything to slow it down, especially with COVID, which is, you know, really the gift that keeps on giving to the government, because they can justify whatever they do based on COVID. And now they've manufactured another crisis, this so-called, you know, coup d'etat, the insurrection in Washington, D.C., which was really just a political protest. And, you know, when you have these kind of protests, you know, sometimes people get, you know, a little crazed, or they go a little too far. But now they're going to turn this into a terrorist incident, which it clearly was not. They're going to use it as a justification for some kind of new Patriot Act, which is unfortunately what George Bush did when we were attacked by 9/11. But at least we were actually attacked, you know, during 9/11. This was not an attack. This is a bunch of nonsense. But the Democrats are going to be able to use this to justify further increases in government. They're going to further limit our freedoms and our individual liberties. And this is going to hit everybody. It's not just going to be, you know, the MAGA guys that are going to lose constitutional rights and freedom. It's going to be everybody in the country that's going to be losing it. So all the people who think this is great and that, you know, that, you know, are celebrating what's going to be happening. Believe me, you know, when you get in the bed with the government, you know what happens to you. And so a lot of people are going to be disappointed that they were willing to support this, because normally you would think that people on the left, oh, you're in favor of civil liberties. You know, you want freedom of expression, you want freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. And, you know, but all that is going to be curtailed based on what the government is doing. But I really want to talk about the SEC trying to come out and say, oh, this, you know, we got to come in. The government has to come in and protect people from what's going on. The government is the problem. If we didn't have an SEC, if we didn't have FINRA, if we didn't have all these securities regulations, far fewer people would be getting ripped off. It's the government that is the problem. You know, the reason that so many small investors do not have any professional help and they just have to go it all by themselves and they're more vulnerable to those type of, you know, pump and dump type things, and they're more likely to make bad investments. The reason is because the government has made it so expensive for professional money managers, brokers, you know, investment advisors, you know, like me. They've made it so expensive to deal with the small investor because of all the rules and regulation. Nobody will take small customers. We have such high minimums now in the securities industry because if we take the small account, we lose a fortune on the regulatory costs of providing the account. So now you have all these little investors that, because of the government, are shut out from any professional.
And then they're dumped into a shark tank. Then they're dumped into a shark tank like Robinhood or Ameritrade, where we now know those companies are reportedly selling lifetime data on their users to the big hedge funds. So you're literally like in a rigged casino.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you don't get something for nothing. They're trading for free, right? You're free commissions. Stock trades aren't free. So you have to ask yourself, I'm putting all these orders through. The company isn't charging me anything. So how are they making their money? Because they're not making it from me.
And that's what Washington always does, explain that. They write regulations where real professionals can't take clients because of liability and because of cost. But then they incentivize towards big tech with AI to automate it and then really screw people.
Yeah, because when you have a company like Robinhood, it's all unsolicited. Right. When you work with Robinhood, you don't have a professional advisor that's helping you and giving you advice and recommendations. Right. So they don't have any responsibility. They're just like a casino. Right. They're just like got a bunch of slot machines there. And, you know, they just let you put money in.
But if you really start winning, all of a sudden, guys come from the back in dark suits and drag your ass outside and throw you on the street. That's just what happened.
Well, exactly. Because the people who are supposed to make money, are there real customers, right? Who is actually paying the bills at Robinhood? It's the people who are buying all that data and all the orders. They want to know what these small investors are doing so they can do the opposite, so they can fade it.
I got so many questions for Schiff. I want to get into what's coming next, the economy, China. Where's the inflation? Where's all that inflation going to go? We'll talk about it all on the other side. This is important radio and TV. Stay with us. The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparedwithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Nimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You know, I've told listeners this. I'm not invested in one Bitcoin. I'm not invested in the stock market. I don't have a hedge fund. I mean, I'm not invested in any type of commodities other than gold and silver. And I ended up in a divorce having to sell $500,000 of silver and gold I bought. It was worth like $3 million at the time of the divorce. And my ex-wife didn't believe me. And I'm like, we got to sell now. It was at the top of the market when she was divorcing me. She waited until it went down by half and then sold it. But that's been my experience with silver and gold is I basically tripled my money. And I just had it in a safety deposit box. It was a backup for me and my family. That was basically most of my savings. I had like, I think $500,000 or something in the bank as well, just to be able to run the business if something happened. So very small, you know, capital thing for an operation like that. And it was that experience of divorce that made me want to actually go out and make more money so that I could actually keep this place alive in the future, because I used to run with so little in the tank, and we've been a lot more successful since then. But just pulling back here, I'm not even that smart when it comes to markets, and I knew, obviously, this is the ultimate short squeeze. Silver, Sheffy, before I was saying, I didn't see his podcast, was saying the same thing, I guess, the day before. It's just pretty much prima facie. But big picture, I mean, as a guy that has billions under management, but also as a father, as a husband, gut level, because I know you don't like to speculate, but what do you see happening in the future? Things are so volatile. I see so much inflation. I see governments in a race to devalue their currencies. How do you see this shaking out? What happens to the dollar? What happens to the yen? What happens to the euro? What happens to the yuan?
Yeah, well, there's a lot there, Alex. But, you know, we've been on this fiat-based monetary system really since 1971, when Nixon famously and temporarily took us off the gold standard. People don't realize that it was supposed to be temporary. Well, it's going to be temporary. It's just going to be a lot longer than people thought at the time. But we will go back on a gold standard again, because the standard we have now does not work. It is responsible for all of the major global macroeconomic imbalances that exist today. But, you know, the primary beneficiary of this system has been the United States, because we have been the issuer of the primary reserve currency, the dollar. And it's a lot easier to print dollars than mine gold. In fact, you don't even have to print them anymore. You just electronically create them. And so we can make all the dollars we want, and then we use those dollars to buy all these products. That's how we have these huge trade deficits. Donald Trump talked about them as a candidate. Why do we have these massive trade deficits? Because we print money, and then we use that to buy the stuff that we need. The question is, why do our trading partners give us all their valuable stuff that they work hard to produce for pieces of paper that, you know, you take no resources at all? We make them as fast as we want. And the reason has been because they've been using those dollars as reserves, and therefore they've been investing them in dollar-denominated financial instruments. But that is going to come to an end. I think the massive money printing that we've seen recently, and it's about to go off the charts under Obama, under Biden. See, I'm mixing these guys up, but under
that's
Biden.
That's not a mistake. They admit Obama basically runs Biden. Under Obama, you're correct.
But under Biden, you know, with the squad and Bernie Sanders really pushing them further to the left, and you have all these Democrats looking to get rewarded for their votes with all sorts of freebies, from Green New Deal stuff to reparations to Medicare for all, universal basic income, all sorts of stuff. And nobody thinks you have to pay for this. Everybody thinks, well, we just print money and that's fine, and, you know, we could have whatever we want. So we're about to take this thing into uncharted territory, and our creditors, who have been underwriting this for decades and accepting our paper in exchange for their stuff, they're not going to take it anymore. And the dollar is going to crash. We're going to have a U.S. dollar crisis that will make the financial crisis of 08 look like a Sunday school picnic, much, much worse than what we saw in the early days of COVID. And we're finally going to see all these inflation chickens coming home to roost. Prices are going to literally explode through the roof for all the goods that Americans need and take for granted. Things are going to get very expensive. I think we're going to end up with shortages and price controls, because the government is not going to know how to react to this. So they're going to make the same mistakes that Nixon made early on when we initially went off the gold standard. When the world goes off the dollar standard, the consequences are going to be far greater. And I think the only way out of this is to return to a gold standard. I mean, we're going to do it whether we want to or not. I think when the world rejects the dollar, I think the only viable alternative to the dollar is gold. It's not going to be the euro or the yen or the Chinese RMB. None of these currencies are backed by anything.
What do you make of China coming out with its own cryptocurrency?
Well, look, if it's a crypto yuan, right? Well, I mean, it's the same thing as a paper yuan, right? It's just a fiat digital currency as opposed to a fiat paper currency. But, you know, it will be legal tender in China, and it will be, you know, one-to-one with yuan. And so it will be a medium of exchange every bit as much as the paper version. And so all central banks can, you know, can put out their own fiat currencies.
But doesn't this just spell inflation, all these new currencies, all these cryptos, all these digitals, all these? It just sounds like you're going to have so much money everywhere. It sounds like Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe just sounds like a mess.
Well, I don't know that the cryptocurrencies are in and of themselves, meaning there's going to be even more inflation than without them. What I don't like about the cryptocurrencies is the degree of control, because to the extent that the governments then eliminate the paper currency and all you have.
So you're saying under blockchain, currency, they know everything you bought, everything you did. It's an incredible surveillance system.
Yeah. And, you know, they can always take your money. They don't have to find it. At least if you have paper currency, you can hide it someplace and they won't be able to find it. But they can track everything that's going on the Internet. And then if they don't like what you're spending your money on or what you're doing with it, there's all sorts of Orwellian implications about a monetary system where the government knows every single thing that spend money on.
Well, last year there were statements made that I was getting into cryptocurrency. All I said is I like alternative currencies. I like people having freedom, but people need to know these are pump and dumps that go up and down. Don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that. And then you were like, Jones, what are you doing selling out to crypto? I'm taking no money for crypto. But all I'm saying is I'm for people having freedom. They just need to know that in that industry, it's obviously a roller coaster pump and dump over and over again. Look at how Bitcoin crashed a few years ago. Now went back up, went down again. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, look, when you have freedom, you also have to accept responsibility. Those are that's the deal. So you're free to make mistakes. And if you make mistakes, you're going to lose money. Now, that doesn't mean fraud should be legal. Fraud is a crime, right? It's like theft. You're inducing people to do something by lying to them, which they wouldn't do if you told them the truth. So I think there should be laws that punish fraud. But all this stuff where the government is trying to protect us from ourselves, the losses are far greater because of the cost of government.
Absolutely. Let's go back. What do you make of even CNBC with a headline that the hedge funds are the good guys in this GameStop story? To me, that's not true. I mean, these investors are kind of doing their own pump and dump to, like, get back at Wall Street. But I don't even see them really doing it. I see them doing it because they're mad at the system. But to have the system, this is the big power structure, calling on mommy and daddy to come save them at the Securities and Exchange Commission, that feels like a scam to me.
Yeah, well, first of all, by shorting stocks, you know, you're actually calling attention to an overvalued company. You know, these guys do a lot of research. I mean, to the extent that they're not, you know, fraudulent. I mean, let's say you short a stock and then you disseminate all sorts of false information about problems that the company has just so you can push the price down and then you can make a profit. You know, that type of stuff can be illegal. But if you legitimately just see a business that's overpriced and maybe you think they're going to go bankrupt and you start shorting the stock, I mean, what you're doing is you're adding value to the market.
I understand that, and then that's a real view. I'm saying, though, that brokerage firm that lost, you know, $3 million, they shouldn't be able to run and bitch that a bunch of private investors saw what they did and squeezed them.
No. As I said earlier, that's par for the course. These are big boys that are running hedge funds. I mean, if you short a stock, even if it's overvalued, you've borrowed it, right? You're on leverage. It's not risk-free
money.
Stay
there. Final segment with Peter Schiff. Talk about whatever he wants. I'm sure he's got a lot.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Just when I stopped opening doors, finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours.
The great Frank Sinatra bringing us in. All right. Peter Schiff's here at Europack.com. And I know he's got a lot of topics he probably wants to get into. He's been gracious when answering my questions. But before he gets any other final important points he wants to hit, two big questions. Where would he invest if he was just an average person out there? A, and then B, I don't like to be alarmist, but it looks to me like we're way more leveraged and way more fiat than even Zimbabwe did or Weimar Germany. And just how long can these bubbles go on? How long while they have the COVID lockdown that kills Main Street? So the real economy shrinks. The third world stars, but then there's all this money printing and fiat, and you know Jeff Bezos has 15 yachts and Putin's got 20, and they're all just going, and luxury items go up and up and up. It has a real Tower of Babel feeling, a real disaster level, like when they had Occupy Wall Street and all the rich folks are drinking champagne, laughing at people. It has a Marie Antoinette feel. So, which one you want to take first? How you'd invest, or how long this craziness can go on?
Well, I'll get to them both, but first let me just finish up the thought from before the break just to complete it. But, you know, You don't have to feel sorry for the hedge funds that are losing money in the short squeeze. These are very wealthy people who knew the risks going in, and they've made plenty of money. They can't win them all. They're going to have some tough times. But don't assume it's all the little guys versus the hedge funds. I am sure that behind the scenes, there are some big guys, maybe even other hedge funds, that are making a lot of money on this short squeeze. I mean, they may have even enlisted the help of some of these small guys. And so they helped do the pump, and I'm sure they've already dumped. My concern is for the people, the little guy, who don't get the fact that it's a pump and dump, and they helped line the pockets of other wealthy people, and they're going to be stuck as the bag holder. So that's why I'm always out there warning people against these things. You know, don't participate. Don't get suckered in by the large gains and think that you can come late to the party and make just as much money. And you're right. It's the same thing with the cryptocurrencies, from all the obscure altcoins right up to the granddaddy Bitcoin. It's the same thing. It's a worthless digital token. It's not money. It's not an asset. It's never going to be anything other than a speculative vehicle. And eventually the bottom is going to drop out. And the people who have been pumping it and pumping it are the ones that dump it, and they walk away with a bunch of money. And then you have a lot of people who were fooled, and they're the real true believers that have held the whole time, that have bought their Bitcoin and have never sold. They're enabling all these other profits. And eventually, when the music stops, the bottom's going to drop out, and people are going to get wiped out in Bitcoin too. So, if you still have it, you know, you have plenty of opportunity to get out, because there's still a lot of people who don't realize the truth yet, just like there are a lot of people who don't realize what's going on with GameStop or any of these other stocks. Now, as far as, you know, what I would recommend that the average person do with their money is pretty much what I'm doing with my own money, maybe tweaked a little bit depending on your risk tolerance. But I think the biggest risk out there, as you said, is the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, massive inflation. Inflation is now the primary source of revenue for the U.S. government. It's not tax and spend. It's not even really borrow and spend. It's inflate and spend. And inflate is printing money. The government creates money and just spends it. Well, when the government does that, we don't get all the spending for free. Inflation is just another government tax. The tax makes your money worth less. And so now everything you want to buy costs more.
And our listeners, I think, get that. What they're asking is, they respect you. I respect you. You've got a good track record, an excellent one. How much more inflated are we than Weimar? It seems like a lot more, but how are they hiding it a lot more? Because some things are really spiked up, luxury goods, because the rich are buying that, but for other areas, it's gone up some, but not as much as it should. I mean, my goodness, the amount of printing and spending and disgorging by all these major countries and groups, and the amount of derivatives continuing on. I mean, does anybody know, any ballpark, how many quadrillions this is?
Well, we haven't inflated to the Weimar Republic level yet. You know, that doesn't mean we may not get there. But you have to understand, what caused the Weimar Republic to inflate? It was their external debt that resulted from the Treaty of Versailles and World War I. So all of a sudden, Germany had a lot of debt that they had to pay. And they really didn't have the resources to pay it, so they printed money. And that's what went on. Well, if you look at how much debt the United States has relative to the size of our economy, we're more indebted than was the Weimar Republic. So we have a bigger problem. And if we turn to the same type of finance, and it looks like that's where we're going, we can wipe out our currency too. The difference is Germany didn't issue the world's reserve currency. Back in during the Weimar days, the world was still on a gold standard. Now, those Reichsmarks weren't backed by gold, and that's what enabled all the printing. Well, the dollar isn't backed by anything either, but right now the dollar has been the reserve currency, and therefore we've been able to print a lot more and get away with it because all of our trading partners are willing to hold on to the paper we print and then supply us with all the goods that we consume. My thesis is that's coming to an end. We're not going to be able to get away with writing checks that nobody bothers to
pass. I agree. Obviously, it's going to come to an end. And as you said, there seems to be a giving up of Republicans and Democrats. They're just accepting that this is all coming. They just hope to move it down the road, kick the can.
Well, that's all they've ever cared about. That's the problem with politicians. You know, that's why I had hoped initially that Trump would rise above that and be a statesman. But instead, he kicked the can maybe further than anybody. But you know, everybody just tries to get to the next election. Nobody wants to be the bearer of bad news, right? No one wants to be the messenger. They get shot for delivering the truth to the American public about the gravity of the problems that governments in the past have created. So no government of the present wants to deal with it. So they want to kick it down the road so that some government of the future has to deal with it.
But that brings me to this question. Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates say, we're going to shut the economy down, claim COVID causes a collapse, so the public doesn't blame governments for this big reset. So it seems like that's their solution, is they're maneuvering us in to this global collapse, but they're going to claim COVID caused it.
Yeah, look, the government always wants a scapegoat for all the problems. And COVID is the perfect scapegoat because, after all, it's nobody's fault, right? Every time they talk about COVID and all the problems, it's through no fault of their own, you know? And so, therefore, the government has to help people who are in trouble for no fault of their own, you know? So, and now everybody feels that they have an excuse. In fact, now we've manufactured an excuse. Look what Biden said. Hey, if your boss wants you to come back to work and you turn down the job, you still get unemployment. In fact, you can actually make more money being unemployed than you used to make when you had a job. All you have to do is say, I don't want to risk getting COVID. I mean, so we have really opened up a Pandora's box here, and I don't know how to close it. And everybody, again, thinks they're going to get something for nothing. So getting back to what to do with your money, get out of U.S. dollars, buy some physical silver. You know, buy some gold, buy foreign stocks. If you have a larger portfolio, do what I'm doing with my own money, what I'm doing with my clients at Euro Pacific Asset Management, which is getting into good valued foreign businesses through the stock market, buying good companies abroad that have good assets, that have, you know, that have good income and pay good dividends.
You're saying places that aren't overvalued yet.
Yes, stocks that aren't overvalued, but in countries that don't have the type of problem that the United States has, that haven't been living beyond their means, that have, you know, balanced budgets.
No, exactly. Hey, listen, I'm out of time, but I personally want to talk to you, so hopefully we can talk the next couple of days. Peter Schiff, thank you so much for the time. Schiff Gold, thank you so much.
All right, my pleasure.
Well, that was a powerful interview. Wow. We got Robert Barnes coming up. He's actually a lawyer for Trump, and they're working on this whole impeachment situation. He's going to be on with us to talk about this nightmare starting next week. I'm right at the center of it, trying to say I wanted this to happen, even though I'm there trying to stop the riot that ensued. Or, you know, like Schiff said, it was kind of like a football game, small riot or whatever. They're turning into the ultimate Pearl Harbor, the ultimate war. Separately, look at these products right here. DNA Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen, is about to sell out. Has PQQ, CoQ10, so good for your cells, the ultimate thing for your immune system. Adults, children, everybody can take it, but it's really for people over 40, but kids can safely take it. It is out right now, discounted. Even though it's going to sell out, it won't be in for months. We also have Ultra 12, super high-quality vitamin B12, take it under the tongue. I just got a big shipment of this in, so it's 50% off. It's going to sell out quickly, though, so I'm going to keep it at that price till it sells out, just like I did with Vitamin Refusion. We also have Lung Cleanse back in stock. So good for your mouth, your throat, your lungs. Check it out. All these great essential oils, highest quality. InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, but we have the liquid version that's also a super strong curcuminoid extract. Same company we got it from made this. Just a liquid version. It's running out, but still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund our operation. Get a book. Get a t-shirt. Get a wonderful drink. Thank you all for your support. Keep us on the air in this critical time. We'll be back with hour number three.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.